Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle have decided to postpone their initial return day to their Benton HQ amid the coronavirus pandemic. The club's North Tyneside training facility was shut down 10 days ago, with March the 30th, the day that United players were originally told to come back. However, it is understood that this has now been pushed into April and could well change again as government advice continues to fluctuate. Club medics have advised Steve Bruce and his coaching team that persevering with players training alone on individual training programmes is the best course of action. And finally, Steve Bruce has asked head of recruitment Steve Nixon to deliver the signings of a striker, winger and midfielder this summer. It is claimed that the Newcastle boss hopes to turn Danny Rose's loan move into a permanent one, suggesting that he's planning to make at least 4 signings when the window opens. It is said that Nixon had been forced to suspend planning scouting trips and meetings with agents in Germany, Spain, Holland and Italy, yet it does state that the bulk of the summer planning has already been done, suggesting that the Magpies are ready to make moves for the targets lined up. Although Bruce is clearly pushing to sort out the left-back situation, with Willems' future now in doubt and Rose only here until the end of the season, it seems his 3 priorities going into the transfer window are up top, out wide and in central midfield. That's all for now. We'll have more later.